Maisusheni Perik Dalad Mishnah Tes. Kol Amos Hanim Tzoyim Hare Elu Chulin. If you find money anywhere outside Yerushalayim, not during the time of the regal. The only time it's going to be a problem is if you find this money in Yerushalayim during the time of the regal, but any other time. So even in Yerushalayim, not the time of the regal, or any time outside Yerushalayim, even during the regal, afilu dinar zahav ima kesef vim mamos. Even if you find, together, you have a dinar of zahav with kesef and maos prutos, bunched together. So normally, when they were paid the ma'aser sheni, the first thing they would look for, they would always look for the easiest way to transport it to Yerushalayim, and that would always be with the largest coins, which is the dinar of zahav. That would get the biggest bang for the buck. It'd be easiest to carry. It's only one coin that is worth the most. And then what normally would happen is, let's say he had fruit. So first he was poided onto a dinar, and then after the dinar, onto kesef. And then after kesef, he's poided onto the maos. So you found it all together, so it would seem that this was money of Maaser Sheni. Yet the Mishnah tells us it's not a problem. We're not choishish. However, if he finds by these coins a piece, a shard of pottery, clay or whatever, and on it it says Meiser, so then you have to assume that it's Meiser Sheni. Meiser is just a code word for Meiser Sheni. And the Rambam says, and we do not think or say that maybe it's Chulin, maybe just took from a piece of a kli that had initially Meiser in it, but now it doesn't. We don't say that. Rather, if it does say this by the coins, and he has this shard of pottery that says Meiser by the coins, we assume that it's a simon that it's Meiser Sheni.